Hello, everybody. This is Rick Harmon, and this is another Blind Geek Zone podcast. Today, we are demonstrating the very popular game for iOS, Solera. This is a game that I believe has been out for a while. This is a game that both sighted and blind people can play. The game is very blind-friendly. And over on Twitter, with all the posts and stuff I see, it's a very popular game in the blind community. I've been playing it here for a couple days, and I thought I'd go ahead and demonstrate it for everybody. We have it up and running here in the background. Basic premise of Solera is you get a castle, one level to start out with, and you get a couple of heroes to work with. And what you do is you start building shops to gather gold, get people to come to your castle, start building food shops to... Oh, so you have food to do different quests and training and things like that. Some quests require food. Well, actually, I think all quests require food. And doing certain things like building and stuff require gold. So you definitely need gold and food all the time. And what you do is you go out on various quests that use your heroes that you get throughout the game, and you have them battle, and that gets you gold and gets you experience points, which go towards allowing you to get to the next level. Each level requires so many experience points to level up or go to the next level, so you can continue building your castle and making it bigger and bigger and collecting more gold and more food and more people. And the more food and gold you can gather, the quicker you can get things done. You can also play against your friends, and that's an interesting feature. You can go into the arena and you can battle people that you don't even know. Yeah, what you do there is you take your heroes and you battle other castles' heroes to gain more points and more gold and food. All right. Let's take a look around the game.
64,389 gold.
And I'm using the Bluetooth keyboard here right now. You can do it either way. Use the keyboard or the screen. Across the top, this is played in landscape, by the way, so you'll have it sideways in your hands, and the home button will be pointing towards the right. And when you turn it on, it will say landscape and say something about home button to the right. You do not have to turn voiceover off. It's completely voiceover friendly, as you will see as we demonstrate the game. Okay, across the top of your screen, you have various status indications. This first one is
11 Esper. 64,389 gold.
That's your gold amount that you have?
11 Esper.
11 Esper. Esper is what makes the game go in ways, and it's also what makes money for the people that run Solera. Solera is free, and you can buy Esper, E-S-P-E-R, and that's after the name of the company, Esper Labs. This Esper allows you to do things faster. Like when you're building something, it may take 20 or 30 minutes or 2 hours to build it. The game plays in real time. And what you can do with Esper is you can make things get built faster. You can also buy food with it. You can also buy gold with it. You can also buy fancier building products with it that allow you to collect more gold and more food. The thing about Esper is when you're playing the game, there's a limited supply of it. You start out with something like 200, 250 of it. And what I would definitely suggest is you hoard it. I started using it and just used it, you know, here, there, and everywhere. And rapidly ran out of it. And it's much harder to get certain things done without it. So something you might want to hang on to. I'll show you here also how you can buy Esper.
270/270 food.
Here's our food rating. And it tells you how much food you have and the maximum amount of food you can have at any given time. And there it says 270 of 270, which means I'm up to my limit.
384 population.
That's my population, how many people are visiting my castle. And I guess there, the more the merrier. And as you build, this number will go up as you put more shops and food places in your castles.
Level progress, 5%.
This indicates the progress that we're currently in this level. We're at 5% of this level completed. I'm at the beginning of
level 14.
Level 14.
Screenshot button.
That enables you to take a screenshot of your castle and share it with your other friends.
Quests button.
Quests is where you click into to go out and do battle to get experience points so you can level up, go to the next level. Also, you can get gold. And that helps you to buy more things, to build more things.
People button.
People allows you to go out and look and see what your friends are doing, what their castles look like. Allows you to go out and battle them. Allows you to see the various ratings of other people that are playing Solera as well, out among the Solera universe.
Options button.
Options lets you set up various things in the game. Actually, it doesn't do a whole lot. Basically, lets you turn music and sound on and off, lets you connect to Facebook, and gives you a way to contact the Solera folks.
iApp Store and Treasure button.
This is where you buy more Esper.
Arena button.
Arena is where you go out and you do battle. We'll go into all of these. I'm just walking around the screen here right now.
Heroes button.
Heroes is where you access all of your heroes that you start out with just a couple, and then you unlock others as you play the game. This is where you can train them and see what their various skills are and things like that.
Build button.
Build is where you go into to build all your goodies.
Collect 2,512 gold from 41 shops button.
Oh, and I've got gold to collect. This is where you collect your gold from your shops that are creating it.
Open new shops. Dimmed button. No recently built shops ready to open.
And this is where you would open shops that you have built if they haven't been opened yet.
Collect 2,538 gold from 41 shops. Button.
Let's collect my gold.
Collect from shops. Dimmed. 66,929 gold.
And there's my gold. 66,000 and some odd. If I go over to the screen, I'll show you how you can touch around this. If you touch...
66... 270/270 food. 385 population.
Yeah, and it's kind of touchy, but across the top here, if you touch around, you'll hit your statuses.
Screenshot button.
If you go down your right side.
Options button. iApp Store and Treasure button. Build button. Arena button. Build button.
So you have those buttons, access to those down along the right side of your screen. On the left.
Quests button.
Up towards the top, you have your quests. And you can also left and right single flick through this.
People button. Options button. iApp Store and Treasure button. Arena button. iApp Store and Treasure. Options button. People button. Quests button.
Just like any other app. We can do certain things up here with our status.
Heroes button. 385 population. 270/270 food. 385 population. Level progress 5%.
If I double tap here.
Castle level. Your castle is currently level 14. You need 1,860 more experience to reach the next level. Complete quests to gain more. Okay. Button. 385 population.
All right. After you double tap on your level, you can tell me how many more experience points you need to get to the next level. If you click double tap on gold or Esper, you will bring up the
people button. 66,929 gold. Treasure.
You'll bring up the in-app purchase dialog.
Back button. Buy Esper. Ether dust. 200 Esper. $1.99 button. Mana stone. 1,400 Esper. 40% extra. $9.99 button. Arcane Gem, 3,200 Esper, 60%, $19.99, button. Meteor Fragment, 9,000 Esper, 80%, extra. $49.99, button.
And as you see, these get rather expensive.
Esper Crystal, 20,000 Esper, 100%, extra. $99.99, button. Buy Gold.
And you buy gold just by using your Esper.
Buy with Esper 200, button. Fat Wallet, 14,000 gold.
And so on, and so on.
Treasure. Back, button. 66,929 gold.
So you definitely want to hang on to your Esper because it's very pricey. You can play the game without buying any Esper, I've been told. Carl Bellinger. Jeez, learn to talk, Rick. He said over on Twitter he got up to level 23 without buying any. You know, Jeff Bishop's up on level 19 and he hasn't bought any. I will buy some here today just to show you how to do it and so I can demonstrate certain aspects of the game quicker. But you don't have to buy it. But you don't get much of it during gameplay. You might get 5 or 10 or 20 here and there. but you don't get any large quantities of it.
11 Esper. 270/270 food. 385 population. Level progress, 5%. Level, 14. Screenshot, button. Quests, button.
Let's go into quests.
Quests. Back, button. New, angry customers, spirit of adventure, 0/3.
And you have various quests in each level that you complete to get gold and experience points, so you can go up to the next level.
Mark of the Wild, Hunter's Mark, recommended level 14, 0/1. Glory Seeker 1, Battle Standards, 0/1. Field Tactician, Footman, Diversity Training, 0/1.
And if you want to go into one of these, you just double tap on it.
Button. 66,929 gold. Quests. Button. People. Button.
Let's go into people.
People. Back. Button. Selected. Population rankings tab. Button.
And you have various tabs in here. You can see the population rankings, see who has how many people in their various castles.
Arena rating rankings tab, button.
You can get your arena rating, and it starts at 100. And it will go up or down as you lose and win arena battles. And we'll go into their arena here shortly, and I'll show you how you fight in there.
Friends tab. Button. Rank 1, Idlis. Population 6,214. Overall arena rating 1,173. Friends tab. Button.
Let's go into friends.
Selected. Friends tab. Huntress. Level 50. Templar. Level 50.
My keyboard's acting stupid.
Aria Stork. Level 50. Winterfell. Population 4,124. Overall arena rating 100. Templar, level 50. Huntress, level 50.
And this is various people and their hero skills.
Alchemist, level 50.
This is somebody that's up on level 50, which is high as Solera currently goes.
Hawkeye, level 50. Visit, button. Battle, button.
And you can visit or battle the person. And I'm not sure what you really get out of battling. I've battled a couple people and won. I've battled a couple people and lost. And it really doesn't give you anything in return for that.
Buddy Brannan, level 11. Brannan Towers, population 286. Overall arena rating 110.
There's Buddy Brannan.
Huntress, level 11. Champion, level 11. Healer, level 11. Knight, level 11. Visit, button. Battle, button. Jeff Bishop, level 19. Bishop's Castle, population 302. Overall arena rating 100.
Here's Jeff Bishop.
Visit, button.
And it just goes on down through here.
Aria. Back, button. Quests, button. People, button. Options, button.
Going to options.
Close, button. Options. Icon Gamma Center, button.
Options is very simple in this game. Basically, you just have access to the in-app purchases.
Icon Facebook, button.
You can connect or disconnect your Facebook, and I'm not sure what that really does because I haven't seen it actually comment out as to like what level you're on or anything like that. The only thing it looks like it does is in people, you can invite people to play either through Facebook or email or text.
Contact us, button.
And you have contact us.
Facebook connected. Image. Sound. Music. Switch button. On. Switch button. On.
And you can turn on or off the music and sound.
Quest. Options. Close. Button. 66,929 gold. iApp Store and Treasure. Button.
Yeah, we've been in there. If you double tap there, it brings up the same thing where you can buy Esper.
Arena. Button. Back. Button. Arena. Prizes. Button. Time left. 3 days. Your league, bronze. Your rank, 77. Challenge a close rival. Button. Rank 1, Osage Castle. Rating 215.
And this basically allows you to go in and fight other people in the arena. You can win gold and Esper if you place high enough in the battles.
Back. Button. Quests. Button.
And we'll do a little bit of this here as well. I'm just trying to quickly walk through these.
People. Button. Options. Button. iApp Store and Treasure. Arena. Button. Heroes. Button. Heroes. Button. Back. Button. Heroes. Maru. Champion. Level 13. Button. Noro. Champion. Level 13. Button. Kiku. Huntress. Level 13. Button. Haju. Knight. Level 13. Button. Gregor. Knight. Level 13. Button. Figaro. Bard. Level 13. Button. Soto. Bard. Level 13. Button. Zora. Mage. Level 13. Button. Teferi. Mage. Level 13. But Fides. Healer. Level 13. Alfalfa. Healer. Level 13. Button. Aka. Archer. Level 13. Button. Roselle. Archer. Level 13. Button. Rusty. Footman. Level 13. Salami. Footman. Level 13. Button. Selected hero details. No hero selected. Selected hero. Salami. Footman. Level 13. Salami. Footman. Level 13. Selected hero details.
What you can do here is basically you can see all of your different heroes and you can get details on their skill level and things like that.
Salami. Footman. Level 13.
Tells you what their level is.
0%. Train with 550 gold. Button.
This is also where you do your training. On even levels, you train with gold, and on odd levels, you train with food.
Life. 367. Armor. 10.
And this gives you their strengths and weaknesses and things like that. So you can determine which of them you want to take into battle with you, depending on whom you're battling.
Back. Noro, champion, level 13, button. Maru, heroes, back, button. Quests, button. Hero. Build, button.
And build is on your bottom right, and hero is to the left of it, if you're touching around the screen.
Button. Selected. Shops tab. Button.
You can build shops.
Food tab. Button.
Food places.
Upgrades tab. Button.
Or upgrades. Let's go into upgrades.
Selected. Upgrades tab. Castle expansion 12. Increased size. Plus 1 height. Castle expansion 12. 10.5k gold. Built. 0/1. New.
Okay. And at each level, or pretty much each level, you get a castle expansion build that you can buy, which allows you to make your castle one level taller. That allows you to put more shops into it. And as you go up through these levels, these expansions cost more and more money. And the 0/1 means that you can build up to one of these, and so far we've built none.
Increase size, plus 1 height.
And it gives you a description here. This increases your castle size by 1 level.
Select button.
And if you want to do it, you can tap on that select button, or we can keep going down the
select.
List.
Gold plus 20%. Select button.
Oops.
Castle expansion 12, 10.5, increased size, plus select button. Dense stone, 450 esper. Collect gold plus 20% from every shop.
Now, you see that one, you can only buy with esper. And what happens when you buy things with esper, a lot of these shops and foods, they produce a lot more gold or food per certain unit of time.
Select button. Polished marble, 1,000 esper. Collect gold plus 50% from every shop.
So what these do when you buy things like that is they rapidly increase your rate of gold you can produce. But you have to have esper in order to do that. So that's where the in-app purchases come in, because you'll never have this much esper just playing the game without buying it.
Select button. Increase size, plus 1 height.
Let's say we want to do this one.
Select button.
Because it's the only one I can do.
Castle expansion 12. Heroes button. Build button.
And once we select that, this just automatically does it.
Building. Ellipsis.
And now we're back out in our main screen. And past build, it says building.
2H left.
It says 2 hours left.
11%. Dimmed. Adjustable.
And it says its status.
Collect 2,166 gold from 41 shops. Button.
And I can collect my gold.
Collect from shops.
Which you can do every so often. And you want to do on a regular basis, because once the shops produce their amount of gold, until you collect it, they don't produce more. So you can't just let this set for 2 or 3 days and just let it accumulate gold. It will only produce a certain amount and will stop until you collect it.
Open new shops. Dimmed. Button. 1H59M until Castle Expansion 12 is ready to open.
Okay. So see, it's going to take an hour and 59 minutes to get that built.
Collect from shop. Build. Button. Heroes. Button. Arena. Button. iApp Store and Treasure. Button.
Okay, that one's not giving me the option. But other things you build... Yeah, and I don't think I can build anything right now, but other things that I build when I double tap on the select will come up with an auto arrange and build button, and if you double tap on that, it will just automatically place it in the castle where it can fit it. And if you start flicking around, you'll see a button that says you can build it quicker, and if you double tap on that, it'll basically say you can build it now with certain amount of esper. And then when you double tap on that, it completes the building right then and there. I don't get that.
Arena button. Heroes button. Build button. Collect from shops. Dimmed button. Shops are not ready yet. Open new shops. Dimmed. Button. 1H59M until Castle Expansion 12 is ready to open.
So I'll have to wait 2 hours until that expansion is built. And basically that means... Let's go in here.
Build. Button. Build.
I don't think I can build anything else.
Back. Button. Shops tab. Button.
In the shops.
Selected. Shops tab. Food tab. Button. Upgrades tab. Realms, rods, and runes. 1,550 gold. Built. 2/3.
Okay, we've built 2 out of 3 of these. I could build one more of these.
Width, 3. Height, 1.
And it'll say how wide it is, how tall it is. Of course, it doesn't really matter to us because we use the auto arrange and build button. A sighted person can move the little things around. And, you know, place things in a little more orderly way, I guess, maybe to allow you to put more shops in place. There is a move button that comes up. I've clicked that a couple times. I'm not sure exactly what it does.
Collect gold 120 every 30 m.
So what happens when you build this shop is it collects gold 120 pieces every 30 minutes. So the more of these shops you build, obviously, the more gold you collect. Now, if you have Esper, you can pick things that produce a lot more gold a lot more quickly.
Auto place and build shop button.
Okay, see? Now that says auto place and build shop.
Build shop, dimmed, button. Auto place and build shop button.
So if I double tap there.
Build button. Heroes button. Realms, rods, and runes. Arena button. Realms, rods, and runes. Heroes button. Build button. Building ellipsis. 30 m left. 11% dimmed. Adjustable.
I don't know why that didn't come up and ask me if I wanted to build it quicker. It figures when you demonstrate something, those things don't pop up.
30 m left. Building ellipsis. Build button. Heroes button. Realms, rods, and runes. Arena button. Rush construction button.
There it is.
Costs 15 Esper.
Okay.
Arena button. Rush construction button. Costs 15 Esper.
See, that costs 15 Esper, so if I double tap on it.
Close button. Not enough Esper. Buy more Esper. Get more button.
So let's go get more.
Treasure. Back button. Buy Esper. Heading. Ether dust. 200 Esper.
We can buy 200 Esper.
$1.99 button.
For $1.99.
Spell shard. 600 Esper. 20%.
600
extra.
Esper.
$4.99 button.
For $4.99.
Mana stone. 1,400 Esper. 40% extra. $9.99 button.
So I think I'll buy the 1,400 for
$10. $9.99. Alert. Confirm your in-app purchase. Do you want to buy one mana stone for $9.99? Do you want to buy one mana stone for $9? Cancel. Button. Buy. Button. Do you want to buy one mana stone? Cancel. Button. Buy. Button. Secure. Text field. Is editing. Word mode. Password.
And, of course, you have to supply your password.
Solara. Treasure. Back. Button. 57,051 gold.
All right. And I've made my purchase. Let's confirm.
1,411 Esper.
There we go.
270/2, 388 popular level progress. Level 14. Screenshot. Button. Quests. Button. People. Button. Options. Button. iApp Store and Treasure. Button. Arena. Button. Heroes. Button. Build. Button. Collect 174 gold from 11 shops. Button.
Oh, that's weird. The option went away.
Open new shops. Dimmed. Button. Collect 174 gold from 11 shops. Button.
Yeah, I can collect my gold.
Collect from shops. Dimmed.
So basically, that's how you build something. That's how you buy Esper. Let's go into Heroes.
Heroes. Button. Back. Button. Heroes. Meru. Champion. Level 13. Button. Meru. Champion.
Select that
level
one.
13. Haja. Gregor. Figur. Soda. Zora. Teth. Fight. Alpha. Aka. Rosa. Russ. Salon. Select. Meru. Champion. Level 13. 0%. Train with 550 gold. Button.
And we need to train these to take them up to level 14.
Train with 550 gold. Train with 550 gold. Train with 550 gold.
Yeah, and you basically have to do this
60%.
Five times till that hits 100%.
Train with 550 gold. Button. Train with 550 gold. Train with 15 food. Dimmed.
Okay, and that's moved on to the next person. And it's dimmed because, or no, it's still on this person, that's right. But it's dimmed because you have to get up to level 15 to start training them again. And then at that point, you're training them with food. And each level you go up here, the more it costs in gold or food to train. And as you go up through the levels, you get more and more of these heroes. You just start out with Rusty and Salmon, I think, for Heroes, the Footman. And then as you battle and stuff, you unlock more of these heroes to use. Now, an article out there was saying there's a cheat on this, you know, if you want to know how to cheat at games. But they're not right. Or at least I don't feel they're right, and Jeff Bishop doesn't feel they're right either. Said you could play the game quicker by only training one of these people in each of these classifications, you know, footman, archer, healer, mage, whatever, champion, knight, whatever. And you could just use them and you wouldn't have to spend as much money or food to keep going forward. Well, the problem there is a lot of these levels will pick one of these people and lock them into the challenge, and you have to use that person. You can't take them out. And if they're at a low level because you haven't trained them, you're going to lose. And Jeff said he found that out the hard way up on level 17. So that's how you train. And you want to do that with each one on each level.
Back button. Back button. 54,475 gold.
Let's
store it. Options button. People button. Quests button.
Let's do a quest.
Quests. Back. Button. New. Angry Customers. Spirit of Adventure. 0/3. Angry Customers. Back. Button. Heya. Luna's the name. I'm the owner. Chef. Waitress. And maid here at the Woodland Tavern. Hardly anyone stops by anymore though. Ellipsis. And those that do are rude and often start fights or run off without paying. Luna. Tavern owner. Rewards. 520 experience. 630 gold. Give these knuckleheads a lesson in manners. Mugger. Mugger. Thug. Bandit. Fight. Button.
So we're fighting a couple muggers, a thug, and a bandit there. And if you accept this challenge, and this challenge has three different parts to it, we select the fight button here.
Back button. Quest party. Current party heroes. Haju, level 13, button. Alfalfa, level 13, button. Roselle, level 13, button. Aka, level 13, button. Fight with 35 food, button.
And there's our heroes that we're going to fight with.
Aka, level 13, Roselle, level 13, button. Alfalfa, level 13, button.
So you want to swap one of these out. If we double tap on it.
Remove Alfalfa, level 13. Empty slot 2.
Double tap on it again. It'll say empty slot.
Roselle, level 13, button.
Now what I can do there is
fight
I can flick through this.
Healer, level 0%, level 13. Healer. Alfalfa. Selected hero details.
And it goes through their details.
Healer, level 30, 0%, train with life, 200, armor, 3, resist, 3, honeycomb, 200, heals at title, 3 numbers. Description. All available heroes.
If I flick down past that, get to all available heroes.
Maru, champion, Noro, champion, level 13, button. Kiku, huntress, Haju, knight, level 30, Gregor, knight, level, Figaro, bard, Soto, bard, level 30, Zora, mage, level 13, Teferi, mage, level 13, Fides, healer, level 13, button.
I'm going to just swap that healer out with another healer.
Add Fides, healer, level 13.
And you hear it say add. Double tap it again.
Fides, healer, level 13.
Okay.
Back, button. Quest party. Current party heroes. Haju, level 13. Remove Fides, level 13. Button.
Okay,
the hero from the party.
Now he's in that slot and it gives you an option there to remove it, which you would just double tap and then, you know, you could get rid of him if you didn't want him there.
Roselle, level 13, button.
And the same with all of these other slots. Now when you start the game, you only have like one slot open, and you get more of these slots open as you get higher levels into the game, and you can have more people go out on the quest with you.
Aka, level 13, fight with 35 food, button.
Okay, so once you've selected the people that you want to go out on your quest with you, then a button here says fight with 35 food. All quests are fought with food, so you need to make sure you have enough food to fight, or else you'll have to use Esper to purchase it.
Loading. Dimmed.
Okay, and if I do the read all here, two-finger flick up.
Stop.
Oh, come on!
Skip. Button. Haju, 38%. Fides, 100%. Mugger, 0%. Mugger, 29%. Roselle, 68%. Aka, 100%. Thug, 57%. Bandit.
You see
68%.
The health levels.
Skip. Button. Haju.
And you can keep doing this, or you can skip.
56%. Mugger, 0%. Mugger, 0%. Roselle, 68%. 50%. Quest progress, 33%. Adjustable. 1/3.
And
okay.
It's
button.
Telling me there I was the victor.
1/3 goals. Okay, button.
Kind of watch out where you tap on the screen. There's multiple dialogues on the screen. If you tap out of one of them, VoiceOver's focus switches to that dialogue, and you can't necessarily get to the okay button. So you want to tap here in the middle.
Victory. Quest progress. 33%. Adjustable. 1/3 goals. Okay, button. Angry customers.
Okay. Can we go back to our quest?
Heya, Luna's the name. I'm the owner, Luna. Tavern owner, reward, 500, 600, give these, mugger, thug, bandit, completed. Those thieves just tried, fight, button. Those thieves just tried to pay with your purse.
Okay, and then we have a second challenge.
Fight, button.
Have another fight button.
Back, button.
Come back your heroes here.
Current party heroes. Haju. Level 13. Button.
And you could swap out your heroes if you wanted to. And sometimes you have to, depending on who you're fighting.
Fighties. Level 13. Button.
Sometimes you'll win one of the challenges in the quest, but you won't win another because one of your heroes isn't strong enough to battle the particular villain.
Roselle. Level 13. Aka. Level, fight with 35 food. Selected hero details. Fight with 35 food. Button. Loading. Your heroes.
Here's our little fight screen again.
Skip. Button. Haju. 84%. Fides. 100%. Mugger. 66%. Mugger. 100%. Roselle. 100%. Aka. 23%. Sneed. 61%. Sneed. 100%. Skip. Button. Haju. 47%. Fides. 100%. Mugger. 0%. Mugger, 43%. Roselle, 100%. Aka, 100%. Sneak, 27%. Sneak, 100%. Sneak, 50%. Skip, button, Haju, Fides, 100%.
Didn't get to it in time.
Fides.
But the fighting's automatic. You basically just pick your heroes that you want to fight with, tell it to fight, and it fights. All the screen does is give you the status of the health of your heroes and the status of the villains you're fighting. You can click on that skip button and bypass all of that, and it'll just tell you if you won or lost.
67%. Mugger. 0%.
Oops.
Victory.
Here we go.
Quest progress. 67%. Adjustable.
Okay, I'm 2/3 of the way done.
Climb up 2/3 goals. Okay. Button. Angry customers.
Okay. We're back to our quest screen.
Those thieves just tried to pay with your purse. Completed. Clear out the gunk and grind in the cellar. Fight. Button.
One last challenge here.
Give these knuckleheads a lesson in manners. Mugger. Mugger.
Oops.
Thug, clear out the gunk and grind. Fight. Button.
Okay.
Back. Button. Quest party. Current. Haju. Fighting. Roselle. Aka. Fight with 35. Selected hero details. Fight with 35 food. Button.
And I'm just going to leave my people in. I usually do till one of them loses, or I see an opponent that I know I need maybe a knight or something that can take more of a beating or whatever.
Look. Your heroes.
Okay, we're fighting.
Skip button. Haju, skip button.
Okay, skip button.
Skip. Victory.
Okay. If you don't want to watch all that go on. And this is a sighted game as well, so sighted people would see some fighting animation there and you know, can watch your statuses. And so it's, you know, it's not just a blind game. It's playable by sighted people as well.
Quest progress. 100%. Adjust 3/3 goals. Okay. Button. Quest complete.
And the quest is complete.
Angry customers. Rewards. 520 experience.
And I get 520 experience.
630 gold.
And 630 gold.
Okay, button. 55,105 gold. 1,411 esper. 181/270 food. 388 population. Level progress, 29%.
And you see my level progress just went up to 29%. So what you do is you keep fighting these quests until you get to the next level. And you also want to keep building shops and food places to collect more and more gold.
Level 14. Build button. Collect 2,488 gold from 41 shops. Button.
Keep going back and collecting your gold.
Collect from shops. Dimmed. Open new shops. Dimmed. Button. 11M until Realms, Rods, and Wounds is ready to open.
And I still have 11 minutes to the one place is ready to open. And I got about another hour and 50 minutes until my expansion level is open. So basically, that's how you do a quest.
Heroes, button. Arena, button.
Let's go into the arena.
Back,
same thing
button.
Here.
Arena. Prizes, button. Time left. 3 days.
And I guess they have these each week.
Your league, bronze. Your rank, 77th. Challenge a close rival. Button.
And I'm ranked 77th. Let's challenge a close ranked rival.
Back. Button. Battle party. Current party heroes. Haju. Level 13. Button.
And you can choose your heroes you want to fight with here.
Fighties. Roselle. Level 13. Aka. Level 13. Fight with 14 food. Button.
And we'll go ahead and battle somebody here.
Loading. Dimmed. Rickster's Castle. Skip. Button. Skip. Button. Haju. 87%. Fides. 100%. Rusty. 74%. Haju. 85%. Roselle. 65%. Aka. 100%. Meru. 100%. Fides. 100%. Meru. Aka, 6, Rosa, 80, Haju, 100, Rusty, 54%, Fides, 76, Haju, skip. Skip. Victory.
And I won.
Rating plus 9.
And I got 9 points in my rating added.
Okay, button. Quest complete. Glory Seeker 1. Rewards. 500 gold. 5 Esper.
And I get some gold there.
Okay, button.
And some Esper.
Footman, level 15. Healer, level 15. Rank 1, Osage Castle. Rating 250. Challenge a close rival. Button. You're ranked 43rd.
So I went up to 43rd in rank. So what you do is you keep fighting here to keep your rank up. And the highest numbers in the ranks when this ends get additional Esper and gold.
Your league, bronze. 3 days. Time left. Prizes, button.
If we go into prizes.
This week's bronze league tournament. Back, button. Arena, this week's bronze league tournament. Prizes will be sent to your treasure chest afterwards. First, 200 Esper. Second, 100 Esper. Third, 50 Esper. Top 10, 2,500 gold. Top 25, 1,000 gold. Top 50, 500 gold. Previous winners. Button. Ends in 3 days. 10 hours. Fight. Button.
Okay, and you see if you're among the top few there, you get some Esper. And you can get some gold. Even if you're in the top 50, so not a whole lot unless you're pretty high up.
Back. Button. Quests, button. People, button.
And basically, that's how you play the game. And you just keep building and fighting and building and fighting. And trying to get your castle higher and higher in the rankings. I like it. I've had a lot of fun playing it. I've been playing it for a couple days now. And I enjoy it. A lot. It's nice to find games that blind can play as well with alongside with the sighted people. And this is definitely one of those. Again, the game is free. There are in-app purchases that you are not required to buy, but will help you at some points, you know, get through the game quicker. If you're willing to wait, and you will wait longer and longer in any each additional level, then, you know, the game's just going to take longer and longer to play. And you'll have to decide at what point, you know, enough is enough, and maybe you'll go out and buy some Esper. Esper is what, you know, gives the people that do the game, you know, some money. That's how they make their money and make more games for us to play. So, you know, I don't mind paying for a little bit of this to help out the cause. You'll have to decide whether you want to or not. But, you know, it's entirely up to you. Turn that off. And we'll talk about a couple other things here before I get out of here. And you can just look for that in the App Store under Solara, S-O-L-A-R-A. And that's by Esper Labs. And again, it's free. All right, couple changes to the website I have to report. Made some changes to the audio page. It was only displaying 10 entries per page before you had to click and go back to an older page and see 10 more and so on and so on. I've changed that now to 30 per page. I had a couple people ask if I could do something about that and thought about it a bit and thought, well, yeah, probably do need more per page. Makes page load a little slower, but you don't have to go from page to page to page as often. Also, the feeds. We were currently showing the latest 25. I've decided to now show the latest 50. That'll take you back, oh, at least 4 or 5 months. So hopefully that's a good thing. And still working on the resources page, trying to get, hopefully by the end of the week, where we can put some scripts in there, you know, give you access back to like the Gold Wave scripts and things like that. Just been having a problem getting that done, but we're working on that. People have been asking where the Gold Wave scripts are at. Pages aren't currently available, but hopefully here by the end of the week, we will have something in the resources area that you can click on to get to those scripts. All right. Other than that, not too much else going on. So we'll wrap up here now. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the demo. And hopefully I'll be back again here real soon with another Blind Geek Zone podcast. See you later, everyone. Thanks for listening.